Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Lamar, he always comes in ready. I've never felt like when we've started camp or whenever he's been here, that he's not ready. He loves to play football. I mean, he loves his teammates. He loves the Ravens. I mean, I've never felt that way one way or the other about his preparation. He'll be ready to go, and we'll be ready to go against Buffalo come Sunday night.
Yeah, sounds like the Buckens game week.
Right. He is definitely in regular season form. Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland, I'm in for Bob Haney today. Here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw behind the glass, getting you some news from the nest. You just heard from offensive coordinator Todd Monken, who spoke to the media yesterday following OTA practice, and Lamar wasn't in attendance yesterday. And you heard Todd there. He's not worried about him. Neither am I.
Well, Cordell, let's go back to last year. I think it's the same scenario. He came the first day, and then not the rest of the time. So I think we'll see him, what is it, June 18th or 17th?
Yeah,
mandatory minicamp for those 2 days. I think that's the next time we probably see Lamar. And do I have a problem with it? No. This is year three. Year three of Todd's offense, and you've got everybody back. So, I think it's good for them to get away. Unless you need it, and we talked off air, unless you need, like, if you're a young guy, you need it. If you're a Falele, you need it. You know, those kind of guys. Or, like, the guys who want to be here all the time, that Lindebaum, you know, the guys that live here, you know, all right, show up. But if you don't, you know, like Lamar lives in Florida. Spending time away, I think, is good. You got a place you like to work out and train and all that? Got no problem with that.
Yeah, you know what you're getting from him, and for optics, it looked great. It would look good for optics if Lamar is out there because, you know, he's one of the faces of the league and he's the guy, but optics don't win you championships, and whether he's there or not, I think we all know what type of Lamar Jackson we're going to see come Sunday night in Buffalo and beyond.
Well, speaking of Buffalo, think Josh Allen's there? He's getting married.
Right.
He ain't there.
Right.
You know, so you know what you're getting. You know, I mean, I was on a veteran team in San Fran. I mean, George Seifert, he didn't want anybody. He said, you need a break. You play you know, if you're playing in the playoffs every year and stuff, you need some time away. And I got no problem. Lamar did the same thing last year. He should have been the MVP. He had a better year than he had the year before. Chill.
Let's hear more from offensive coordinator Todd Monken. Here he is talking about the offensive struggles with false starts.
First of all, we have a lot of guys repping. So the more you rep guys, it's going to put an onus on a lot of different guys, right? And some guys that, to be honest, probably won't be playing for us, but that's a freaking excuse, okay? The reality is we can't give in to just go into one cadence. That's an easy solution. The easy solution is we'll go on one every time. So we've got to work it now. Now is the time for us to work multiple cadence, right? Because that was one of our things in the offseason. How do we get better at multiple cadence without jumping and flinching as much?
Now, that is a thing that, because no two quarterbacks are the same with their cadence, you know, their rhythmic cadence. So you're not going to be able, because the way that Tyler Rush calls it is totally different than what Lamar's going to call it. So are you going to improve that way with that? No, because Lamar's not here for that. You know, I mean, but you got the 2 days of mandatory minicamp, and then you got all the training camp.
Right.
So you've got a lot of time, and, you know, I always say if it's the same guy, bench him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not. It's, you know, it's one time it's this guy. It's one time it's, you know, like starting out the Kansas City game, I thought they wanted to call penalty on Ronnie every play.
Right. Well, that's what they were doing.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing. It's funny how that kind of went away.
Well, that's what they
in the first
do.
Quarter of the season. You didn't really see that call very much at all. As the season went on.
No. Well, that's what sucks about playing the first game on that Thursday night is that, okay, all the things that are going to be emphasized, you're getting emphasized. And then you don't think what happened on Friday, every O-line coach in the world went into their O-line groups and said, all right, guys, can't do this.
They made their point. Let's switch gears. Let's hear from Zay Flowers. As we know, Zay had the knee issue last year in the postseason, which prevented him from playing in the postseason, and here's Zay talking about how tough it was to miss the playoffs game last year.
Super tough, because when you play 17 games just to get to the first playoff game and you can't play in it, it's always hard. So that was kind of, I think that was my first time, second time missing a game ever. And it was, missing a playoff game is different, so it kind of felt a little different. So at least we get to play on first game this year.
I mean, it was a hollow feeling after that Pittsburgh game at the end of the year because, you know, the Ravens have won. They won the division. It's a reason to celebrate. They won it on their home turf. But then you lose Zay Flowers going into the postseason, and it's a huge gut punch. And, look, nobody was surprised that they were fine without him against the Steelers. But you knew going to Buffalo, you were going to need him. And look, to be honest, they could have won that game even without him.
Right.
But having Zay there would have made it a lot easier.
No question about that. I mean, that's the impact that he has. You know, he's your best yak guy. Plus, he's an emotional guy the way he plays. Plus, the drop-off from Zay to the – who started instead of Zay?
Well, then you get to Wallace playing quite a bit. Let me go back to that game and see.
Because the drop-off is huge. And the biggest drop-off is yards after catch. That's the biggest drop-off. And if you're D coordinator, you're like, oh, hell yeah, we don't have Zay Flowers, man. You know, am I scared of Tylan Wallace, or am I scared of whoever else? No. All I got to do worry about Bateman, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Wallace got a catch in the Buffalo game. They leaned heavily on Likely. In the divisional round, but in the game against Pittsburgh, which, you know, they ended up winning 28-14 in that one, they were fine. Likely was their leading receiver in that one, too, with 53 yards receiver-wise, though. Looks like Nelson Aguilar and Bateman.
Yeah.
I mean, but Bateman had two catches. Aguilar won. Anthony Miller with three for 12 yards. But
yeah. Anthony Miller looked all right yesterday. Mm-hmm. Made a couple plays. But the thing about it is, like we said earlier in the show, a guy that is similar to Zay in the quick screens and all that is Likely, you know, because other than Zay, the best yak guy is Likely.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you're going to give those kind of routes to Likely. But I'm sure that Monken and the old offensive coaches in the offseason, all right, how do we make Zay better? How do we make Bateman better? How, with two tight ends in the game, how do we do, you know, what are we going to do there? We got to do some more things, you know, with Derrick Henry, you know, on third down. How do we incorporate Keaton Mitchell? You know, I mean, there's so many things that you got to work on, but it's fun things to mm-hmm. work on because, you know, you've got a phenomenal base because you were the best offense already. How do we build on that? You know, we don't want to do a bunch of stuff because we do a lot of things well.
Right.
You know, if we correct penalties, and then what else do we do, you know, to get better? Because, I mean, can Justice Hill play the same way he played last year? He was awesome last year.
He was great.
Yeah.
He was great. I mean, and to that point, if he... Number one, if he does play to that level that he played last year, how does Keaton Mitchell get on the field? But if he doesn't play to that level, it does at least open the door for Keaton to get some more run.
And then who's gonna be the, you know, like Bateman was kind of a surprise. Mm-hmm. You know what is there gonna be a surprise guy on offense? Who's capable of being a surprise guy on offense? Because expectations for everybody now is fairly high.
So high. I think later on we'll talk about Ravens, a potential surprise contributors for the Ravens this season. But I have a hard time thinking that surprise contributor is going to come offensively just because they already have the knowns. And then you add in D-Hop. You know, he's going to probably eat up whatever this surprise guy would be.
Which would be a surprise to me, would be Tez Walker.
Yeah.
You know, that would be like if he all of a sudden is making some plays, you know, that I just don't know. I mean, the one play yesterday where he ran a hitch route, went to his knees, and all right, if you're down there and the ball's, go get it mm-hmm. with your, he let it come into his body, and what did it do? Bounced off him. You know, but he is still learning. You know, and he's got a long ways to go because he doesn't have a lot of experience, you know, playing at high levels.
Coming up next here on the program, we'll play a little buy or sell, check in on the stock market. Jim Hunter from Baltimore Baseball Tonight, longtime voice of the Baltimore Orioles. He'll join us at 12:30 to talk about them O's. But next up, we'll play a little buy or sell.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Next here on The Fan.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Finney and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney back on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney today here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw behind the glass. Coming up next at 12:30, we'll be joined by Jim Hunter. He's one of the co-hosts of Baltimore Baseball Tonight. We'll get his thoughts on last night's game and this hot streak that the Orioles have been on, winners of four straight. But right now we're playing a little buy or sell. And Vinny, how's that stock market?
Well, the job market is, the jobs report, the jobs data is weak. So the market's a little changed. The Dow is up a half a point. The S&P's up 2. NASDAQ's up 34. DraftKings up 2 cents. Under Armour's up 5 cents. So it's pretty flat today.
Yeah.
Start here with the NBA. The finals are set to begin tomorrow night. Early line, very heavily favoring Oklahoma City. That's probably to be expected, whether it was Indiana or New York advancing from the East. Maybe only a Boston versus OKC matchup would have produced a more even line, but here we are. The 2023 and 24 finals were both wrapped up in five games. There hasn't been a sweep since the Warriors did it in 2018, and only one series, final series that is, has gone seven games since 2014. Buy or sell, Cordell, Indiana has enough juice to make this thing go the distance.
The distance as in seven?
Yes. They don't have to win it, but it'll go seven.
I'm going to sell that. Most likely this series isn't going seven games. But I think this is the best possible matchup that NBA fans could have asked for. A lot of people are upset that the Knicks didn't get in for what? To watch a sweep? To watch the Celtics get in? To be mentally weak and collapse in OKC time and time again? No. Give me the team that I will admit I overlooked. And the Indiana Pacers, we have now the best offense against the best defense in the NBA. You can't ask for anything better. This is going to be a track meet, but I do think the Thunder are head and shoulders better than everybody in the league. I think this series is done in six max.
Here's a topic that's made a lot of headlines over the last week. Stephon Diggs. Well, he was back on the practice field with the Patriots the other day, but this came after missing the early stages of their voluntary OTA sessions. Not only was he not there, but he was seen living it up. That's one way to put it.
Well, I would say most definitely.
I don't know what was in the bag. I don't know what the
it's pink, colorful
pinks. Well, it wasn't Splenda. Let's just say that it was. Yeah, it's not pink lemonade mix.
Don't put that in your water
right.
For sure.
Well, not earth-shattering news here. Star players miss voluntary stuff all the time. Star players live it up in the public eye all the time, but. Some comments by new head coach Mike Vrabel seemed to indicate that he wasn't too pleased with the negative press. Things really took off when former Patriots QB and now radio personality Scott Zolak said that he thinks the team is considering cutting ties with Diggs. He said it was on the table, it was being discussed, added that it wasn't just the boat incident. The team may be questioning Diggs' overall commitment after being signed in the offseason. Vinny, are you buying or selling that New England would move on from Diggs before he even takes a real snap for them?
I'll sell it. Just because, you know, we had Vic Carucci on yesterday, and Vic lives in Buffalo and covers the Bills. Vic was talking about how hard a worker he was and all those positive things. I think, you know, he's dating Cardi B. And Cordell, you have to educate us on Cardi B.
Mm.
You know, but, you know, I guess, you know, in today's world, the biggest problem I have with it is it's your first year on a new team. And that's kind of the first impression instead of go to OT. Although you can't do anything, you know, but go do your training there. Show up the first day. But that was a bad first impression, my opinion, because then you're asking your coach to have to make an opinion to the media about or answer questions about it. And you know what he's going to say because he's similar to like Belichick. You know, so you know it was going to be kind of get your ass here, basically.
I was just about to say, I wonder what Bill's reaction would have been to all this.
Yeah.
His jaw hit the floor. I'm
now,
just dumbfounded.
Now, tell us a little bit about Cardi B, because
she's a rapper. God knows, she hasn't put out an album in years. Oh. A lot of her fans have been waiting for her to drop this. I think it's her second album. It's yet to come. I don't think it ever will come.
What makes her so popular?
Have you seen her? I mean, that's an honest question. I mean, that's just an honest question. That's really what it is.
It's not my kind of booty.
Yeah, okay, so it's... I mean, that's really... You ask what makes her popular. How she looks makes her popular. How she acts makes her popular. I'm not necessarily a fan of everything that comes with Cardi B. And I would implore Stephon Diggs to be careful because he's now... caught himself in the middle of some like love triangle between her and her ex-husband they're going through a divorce. And I know too much about their personal life that I don't even look for it. It just finds me. But I would encourage him to get out of that. Have your fun. But everything doesn't need to be recorded. Why did we need to see what they were doing on a boat? They could have just been out there and we would have never known. He didn't even care that the camera was there. That's the more alarming thing to me. Like, dude, where's your awareness? Do you think that the leak, like, people aren't going to see this and react? And what are you telling people was in that case? I don't know what was in there. And I don't even want to guesstimate. But I just want to know what he's telling people was in that case.
All right. Our last topic of the day here comes from the NBA as well, where the Knicks, as we know, they fired head coach Tom Thibodeau. They lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, that's a disappointing end, but still, it was New York's first conference finals appearance in 25 years. And you throw in the fact that they had to go through the defending champs to get there. Well, needless to say, many are confused by the firing. The biggest criticism against Thibodeau, probably still his heavy workload that he places on his starters, the lack of bench usage, even in blowout games. But buy or sell, Cordell, whoever comes in to coach New York next will not be able to deliver the same results.
I'll buy that because the Knicks' biggest issue is their roster. Your top two players are defensive liabilities. One of your top two players has a history of being kind of mentally weak when you get to this point in the postseason. And honestly, I thought Cat played, he had moments to where Cat saved them this postseason that he's not getting credit for. Everybody wants to dog him for his lack of defensive attributes, but he saved them a few times offensively. But I would also wave the finger at a lot of the fans out here who aren't Knicks fans, but allow themselves to get caught up in the Knicks hype. You guys allowed that fan base to brainwash you into thinking that the Knicks were ever legit. It's the Knicks. Nolan, have the Knicks ever been real in your lifetime?
No, we just said 25 years.
And who am I to talk? My favorite football team just finally became relevant this past year. So it can happen. But again, the Knicks roster is not good enough to really go make a run at this thing. The East is what it is. They got past the Celtics. Everybody dropped the confetti. The Celtics are a letdown waiting to happen every year. We kind of got to accept this in my book. Coming up next here on the program, let's talk some baseball with Jim Hunter. It's a good day to talk some baseball with the Orioles winning four straight.
coming off that 5-1 win out in Seattle last night. Can they do it again tonight? We'll ask Jim next.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
T on the Fan. Got the 5-1 victory over the Mariners last night. Winners of four straight now. Perfect time to bring in Jim Hunter, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Jim Hunter is also brought to us by Verizon. Jim, what's going on?
How you doing there, Cordell?
Not bad, not bad. Appreciate your time as always. And yeah, Orioles last night, at the start of the show, I called it maybe their most complete game of the year when you get Sagano doing what he did in the bullpen following that up. I thought the defense outside of maybe a play or two was pretty good. But offensively, I was really impressed with all the guys' approach. Anytime I see Adley Rutschman doing what he did last night and Heston Kjerstad getting an RBI double, a couple of walks, I'll take it.
Well, and the other part about that, and you're right, is the balance. You know, they scored five runs and five different players had an RBI.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you like to see, because if you rely, you know, they relied so heavily on Ryan O'Hearn. He also had an RBI last night to contribute to it. But you like to see the balance, and it was nice to see Couser not only come back and hit a home run, but he hit it at the opposite field. And that shows me that he's going with the pitch. He's just trying to make solid contact. But, you know, you mentioned Sagano, and the Orioles have won four in a row for the first time this year. and the starting pitcher has the win in all four of those games. And that's how you're going to cut into this huge deficit that they have. You know, they're what, 23-36, so they're still 13, or what's that, 7-6 is 13 games below 500. And the starting pitching is going to have to carry them. But last night, you're right, they had the complete team effort, balance in the lineup, starting pitching. You know, it's too bad that, in retrospect, that they scored those two runs in the ninth inning, because they had Bautista warming up for a save, and you're not going to not bring him in right. if he's warm to come in the game. So you don't know if he's available for tonight, although he has pitched in back-to-back games as of recently. But it was nice to see the win. And, you know, it's tough. The first game out there, you know, I always found that, you know, I know they went out after Sunday's game, so they had Monday to get adjusted to the time difference. But the first game in the Western time zone is very difficult on your body. You know, I felt it as an announcer. I can't imagine what the players feel.
Now, Jim, with Couser, he just seemed like he calmed all things down in the outfield last night.
Well, that's a good point, Vinny. You know, he's a very good defensive player. And with Mullins on the injured list, I would guess Couser is going to play center field most of the time. I know they put Adams in late in the game when Couser moved to right field to replace Kerstad. When they took Kerstad out of the game. But Couser is a very good overall player. And defensively, you know, he gets good jumps on the ball. He's got a good arm. He's got an accurate arm. And I agree with you. I like the fact that he's back. And, you know, he kind of calms down everything because he's a legitimate center fielder and can go get the ball.
We're talking to Jim Hunter, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Is Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Jim, Tony Manzalino, he's now 8-8. During his time here as the interim manager for the Orioles. And I know there probably haven't been a lot of like sweeping changes that we can see on a daily basis between his, you know, term and what was going on with Brandon Hyde was in that seat. But have you noticed anything different since Tony Manzalino has taken over this ball club?
You know, I really haven't, Cordell, because he has the same players that Brandon Hyde had. You know, it's all about the players going out there and performing, and the manager can only put them in position to succeed. Now, the one difference is the starters have really turned it around, and that's how you're going to win a lot of games. I mean, they've won 7 of their last 9 games in large part because the starters have come on. It's the same rotation that Brandon Hyde had, but Eflin was hurt. Kramer is inconsistent. Morton, who's come on as of late in his last 2 starts, he was winless until his last 2 starts. And Sagano has been the most consistent pitcher on the year. But I really haven't noticed anything strategically that he's done. You know, the one thing, I guess the other day when they had the double steal and Gunner stole home plate. Not Gunner. Ryan Mountcastle stole home plate. And, you know, that's something that you put on strategically. But, you know, it's the same team. It's the same players. They're just playing better.
Now, Jim, when I look at Kobe Mayo, to me, since he's come back, over the last week or so, just looks more confident batting. Looks like he belongs more than last time he looked lost.
Well, I would say that he understands that this is a cameo, if you will, that he's got to perform. I mean, he did have a base hit last night, which was nice, but he's still only batting 130. And, you know, you need him to come on. It would be nice if he would hit a home run because he was a home run hitter in AAA. And I think that would calm him down even more, Vinny, if he would go deep and hit one over the fence. But you're right. I mean, I know he knows he belongs here because he does. He's got nothing more to prove in AAA. I just hope that they give him enough playing time that he can show what he can do and come on and show all what he can do.
Last thing for you, Jim. We got Cade Povich on the mound tonight. Are we going to get Cade or Slim? I mean, May was a tough month for him, and we've seen how good this rotation has been, especially over these last nine games. What are you expecting out of Cade Povich tonight on the West Coast?
Well, it's a question mark because, you know, he's 0-2 in his last five starts with an ERA of 5.54. His only win came in April against the Nationals in Washington. It's his first career start against Seattle, so they don't have knowledge of him firsthand. I'm sure there are players in the Mariners lineup that have faced him before, but he's just been so inconsistent. So I don't know which Cade is going to show up. You just hope that he keeps the momentum going because the starters have really been on a roll the last nine games.
Jim Hunter, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate your time. When is the next time we'll be able to hear you on BBT?
That's tonight.
Tonight.
Me and T-Bone in the studio.
Perfect, perfect. Well, we'll hear you guys at 6 to 7 tonight as you get us ready for Orioles-Mariners Game 2. Jim, appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Coming up next here on the program, let's get back to some of the Ravens talk. Last year, Ardarius Washington was a huge surprise for that Ravens defense. Who'll be kind of that sneaky guy this year on either side of the ball? Who'll be the Ravens surprise contributor this season? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan. But right now, we're talking some Ravens football, and I think it's safe to say that Ardarius was maybe the biggest surprise of the Ravens team last year. I mean, he's one of them. I would look at Justice Hill as another one. As the good
Owe
having a double-digit sack for sure.
Simpson the other way.
The other way, right. Unpleasant surprise.
Marcus Williams the other way.
Unpleasant surprise.
Tucker the other way.
Unpleasant surprise.
Falele. Ronnie.
In the middle. I guess, yeah. Ronnie would be looked at as a surprise. He took a pay cut. He was stable. He was healthy all year and played pretty well too. So, yeah. But you know, I guess I should rephrase it. For me, Ardarius Washington was the big surprise of the team last year. And it's not that we didn't know what he was capable of. It's him staying healthy was his big surprise, and him being able to help stabilize the back end of that defense with Marcus Williams being so bad, that was a huge surprise. But Vinny, who could be that surprise contributor in a positive way this year?
Well, let me ask you before we get into that, had a better year, Geno Stone when he was at the Ravens with the 7 picks or Washington? Geno had 7 picks.
I think it was different. I think Ardarius flashed more. I think Ardarius was a better player than Geno was.
Oh yeah.
But Geno made the impact with the turnover. You can't substitute those turnovers. When 8 interceptions, I can't sneeze at that. And a lot of them were thrown at his chest. But he's catching them. Yeah. But Ardarius did it differently. Ardarius was a tackle machine. He's covering guys. He's doing more than Geno was a tackling liability. Ardarius wasn't.
Yeah.
But I would still say Geno had a better year.
Okay. Who's my guy that surprise guy this year, Cordell?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping. I got one on offense, one on defense.
Okay.
Voorhees on offense.
Okay.
And biggest thing with him is stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to take a flyer, Ajabo.
Okay. That's a flyer.
Yes. Because, I mean, he's competing to make the team.
Yeah.
You know what? He looked better physically. But then when I saw him, he just wants to stand up. And when he stands up, all he does is dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, da, 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 da. And he doesn't get anywhere, you know? I mean, it drives me crazy. It's like, come on, get going to mm-hmm. the quarterback. You know, and then all of a sudden, he's just painting by the numbers. Da, 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 you know?
Yeah. Those are flyers. Voorhees is one. I guess how would we count him as a surprise? Just him being him holding
starting
on to
the
spot.
Whole 17 okay. years. Okay. 17 years. 17 games.
Yeah, I could get with that. All right. I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna try to give one on both sides. Offensively, and this isn't really like surprise, but I think. I'm hoping that they really lean into, all right, likely is 1A. He's tight end 1A this year, not 1B. Because I think if they do, I think likely could have like a monster year for them. I think the more this dude is involved,
yeah,
the better the Ravens offense will be. So he's the guy, like he's not somebody that's coming out of, you know, nowhere type of guy, but he's a guy that I think I'm hoping gets an increased role because with that role, I think he can put up elite type numbers at his position. Defensively, I do like TJ Tampa. He's a dark horse for me.
I wish he was playing safety. I just wish.
I think he'll get plenty of run even
inside.
Inside,
I'd like it. But that's kind of Marlon's spot. But I just think that's where he played a lot at Iowa State. And I just see him a lot as Cooper DeJean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, possibly. And which isn't a bad thing.
No.
it's not a bad thing.
I mean, that was who the Ravens were debating on between right. DeJean and Wiggins.
Yeah. I really don't know defensively right now because they're just so...
How about the kicker?
Maybe. He's just got to go out there and make kicks. The first kick he misses, people are going to act like Tucker was all pro last year.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
No.
So I'm giving him a little bit of a leash. Just don't lose. Don't cost them games. And it feels like every time your kicker misses, you can always go back to that one miss as to, well, if they had made this, then the sequence of events would have changed. But I think I'm leaning TJ Tampa. I think they really do like him.
Yes, I know they do.
And I think he's a guy that can play if he can stay healthy, because I think that's what ruined his rookie year was getting hurt before training camp started. If he can stay healthy during the offseason and really get a true runway to play as the year starts, I think he's a guy that as the season goes on, he'll be able to solidify his spot in the rotation. He'll be a guy that gets 15 to 20 snaps a game on the defensive side of the ball, maybe.
Probably defensively the most important guy for them, maybe Simpson.
Maybe. You got to stay. Last year showed you have to stabilize that linebacker. But how much are they going to use two linebackers this year is the question.
Nickel and dime because you do have – who would you rather have out there in pass stuff? You know, you want Marlon, and then you got Wiggins and I guess Armour Davis on the outside, you know. And you got Hamilton on the inside mm-hmm. there too. So, yeah, I could see where if Simpson doesn't really step it up, that they're just playing with a bunch of DBs.
Yeah, and I think they'll be fine with that.
I think so too. But the biggest thing is Roquan. You know, I mean, Roquan's got to step it up in the pass game because – people were attacking him.
Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I might be in the minority in this, but I think if you're leaning on your linebackers, unless you have Fred Warner, mm-hmm. if you're leaning on your linebackers in pass coverage too much, if they're easy to find, if it's easy to expose them, I feel like that's more of a schematic issue than it is a player issue, because it's not many linebackers that can cover in this league. It's just not. And at this point, especially if you have the personnel that the Ravens have to where they can put that many DBs on the field, if it's that easy for the offense to continue to find him and in your pass coverage, I feel like that's more schematic than anything. But he's got to at least be serviceable.
Well, I would say this. All right. I mean, are you taking him off the field?
No, you can't. You can't. I'm not taking him off the field. Why not maybe blitz him a little more or do some, make him, he should, Roquan Smith is too good to be a liability in your defense. He's too good of a player for you to not find a way to make him an impact player. That's just my feeling on it. Yeah. That's how I feel.
I just hope that, and we're going to find out week one, week two. I mean, because they're going to, you know, he's got to step up early in the season. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's copycat league.
Yep.
You know, and they're going to watch the film and they're going to go after him.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll keep it going with the NFL talk. We'll feed you some NFL lunch, see what's going on in the NFL these days. And there's one of the top players in the league already talking about what his retirement could look like. He says it could come out of nowhere. We'll tell you who next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.